I am Pastor Fred Sykes from the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I am your radio pastor for the day. I think most people look forward to the coming of holidays, but once the holiday is over, we quickly forget or begin to look forward to the next holiday. I am recording this pastor for the day before Thanksgiving, but I know that it will be on the air after Thanksgiving. So when you hear it, you have likely moved on from thinking about Thanksgiving to Christmas. But today I want you to still think about giving thanks. The Apostle Paul founded the church at Ephesus on his third missionary journey. The letter of Ephesians was written about 6 or 7 years later, probably during Paul's first Roman imprisonment, just after he received news of the church at Ephesus. Ephesians 1:15 and 16 says this, "Therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." These verses tell us two things that caused Paul to give thanks to God in his prayers: hearing of their faith in the Lord Jesus and hearing of their love for all the saints. Some call these cardinal marks of Christians. Today, I want to encourage you to be the kind of person that others give thanks to God for in their prayers. You need to be a person of faith in the Lord Jesus. What is faith in the Lord Jesus? Faith is believing God's word. Everyone who has become a Christian has come to believe and trust in the Lord Jesus. Jesus is the object of our faith, the object of our trust. R.C. Sproul taught that there are three elements of saving faith. First, there is knowledge. Faith is not believing just anything. It is believing what the Bible says about Jesus, namely that he is God incarnate, that he died for your sins, that he was buried, that he rose from the dead, and that he ascended to the right hand of God the Father in heaven. These are facts. Knowledge, the New Testament teaches. Secondly, there is acceptance of the knowledge as truth. A person can know facts and figures about what the Bible says about Jesus, but not believe that they are true. I audited a class on the New Testament at a secular university once, and the professor went through the Gospel and the Book of Romans. When he finished, I went up and said he did a good job summarizing the Gospel and Romans. The difference between us was that I accepted it as true, and he did not. He said, "That's right." He knew what it said, but he did not believe it to be true. The third element of faith, according to Sproul, is trust. Your belief is total trust in the Lord Jesus, in this life and after death. The Ephesians had this sort of faith in the Lord Jesus. They lived it, they acted on it, they trusted the Lord Jesus. Your faith in the Lord Jesus must also be something you live and breathe. It is not just Sunday morning during a worship service. Are you daily believing his word? The other cardinal mark of Christians, Paul mentions, is hearing of their love for all the saints. Saints here, of course, means Christians. Paul is not thinking of some special super-Christian. He is addressing all the Ephesians in his letter, all who were believers. Jesus gave what he called a new commandment in John 13:34-35, that his followers love one another as he loved them. This command is stated 12 other times in the New Testament by Paul in Romans 13:8 and 1 Thessalonians 4:9, by Peter in 1 Peter 1:22, by John multiple times in 1 John, and of course in the Gospel of John. The stress on Christian love for others is also seen in 1 Corinthians 13. Recall verse 1, "If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and do not have love, I have become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal." Great and lofty words and ideas without love are just noise. Love is the other identifying mark of genuine Christians. In 1 John 3:16-19, John explains that because Christians have come to know the sacrificial love of God for them when Jesus laid down his life for them, they in turn demonstrate this love to others with their worldly goods. When you see a believer in need, you should open your heart to them and help them. Loving others is an identifying mark of you as a believer. It is not just in words, it is in actions. You must constantly work at loving one another. If you love one another, you forgive them, you resolve anger issues, you stay with them. Don't just pay lip service to the command to love one another. Paul gives thanks to God when he hears of the Ephesians' faith in the Lord Jesus and for their love for all the saints. I want to encourage you to nurture your faith in the Lord and live it out, and to love other believers. When you do this, others will give thanks to God for you. I am Pastor Fred Sykes from the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I have been your radio pastor for the day.